I'm Brian Mackey with this week's Illinois Issues In-Depth Report. With the impeachment investigation moving into a more public phase this week, members of Congress are calibrating their responses. Rodney Davis's district includes wide swaths of rural central Illinois, where President Trump is popular. But it also includes college towns filled with Democratic voters. And Davis was reelected by a slim margin last year. It's against that backdrop that Davis has traveled from being a Trump objector to a Trump supporter. Rodney Davis's journey to embracing Donald Trump is a lot like that of the Republican Party as a whole. After the Access Hollywood video came out right before the 2016 election, Davis withdrew his endorsement and said he wouldn't vote for Trump. Fast forward 3 years, and Davis is flying with the president on Air Force One.
We're also glad to have with us representatives Rodney Davis.
At a recent speech in Chicago, Trump praised Davis and his fellow Illinois Republicans, Mike Bost and Darren LaHood.
Where are they? The three of them. They're warriors for us, for all of us.
Like most Republicans, Davis has become a defender and ally of the president, including on impeachment.
If a new precedent is set for this president, that they're going to impeach him just out of partisan politics, then what you will get in the future in this country is any time the House of Representatives is controlled by another party than the president, you will see an impeachment just because the precedent's being set today.
He acknowledges his view of Trump has evolved since that Access Hollywood tape.
I've gotten to know him better, know him personally. I like the president personally. I look forward to working with him on a regular basis and his administration. And I look forward to campaigning for his reelection because I think the results are astounding.
Davis says he doesn't hear anything wrong in the readout of the president's call with Ukraine, and he echoes other Republicans in complaining that the process has been unfair to Trump. But as firmly in the president's corner as Davis now is, he also works hard to maintain an image as someone who can work across the aisle. Just last week, he touted being named a gun violence prevention hero by the Brady campaign.
My district is a district that voted for President Trump by a small margin, at the same time voted for me in that election by a much larger margin. But my district was drawn to elect Democrats.
That is true. But while Davis did run 14 points ahead of Trump in 2016, last year the Democrats came within 1 point of claiming the seat. And it's a top target again for 2020. All of which raises the question, how will voters react to Davis's embrace of the president? Back in Springfield, in the middle of his district, few people seem to be focused on impeachment. On an unseasonably cold and snowy day, contractor Anthony Bartman is on his way to a job repairing doors at an apartment complex.
Trump's the worst or the less of two evils, I thought, at the beginning, but now it's kind of like, I know he's eccentric, but he's definitely out there. He's an oddball.
But when it comes to Davis and the president,
honestly, I don't have an opinion on it. I don't have time to sit down and watch the news. What's going on? I'm so damn busy all day.
Turns out this is a pretty popular view around here, but there are others, like Tremaine Williams, who evaluate Davis separately from the president.
As far as what Rodney Davis is doing, I think he's doing a pretty good job. You know what I'm saying? Rodney Davis has been around for a while in Congress, so I know he knows what he's doing.
He basically says, in these polarized times, he understands why Davis is standing with Trump.
You know, you got Republicans versus Democrats, so the Republicans got to stick together.
So the big question for Davis and other lawmakers is whether the impeachment hearings prompt them to, once again, reevaluate their relationship with the president. I'm Brian Mackey.